Hi, everyone. This is Dr. Deb Zucker of Vital Medicine, and thanks so much for joining me for this month's free teleseminar topic, which is Beyond Health Tips and Tricks, Getting to the Heart of It All. And before I dive deep into that topic with you, I'd like us all just to take a couple minutes here to bring ourselves fully present. So the way that I teach, and particularly with the topic tonight, it's not my way to kind of just stay at the surface level. And so I find that it really helps to just have the intention and take a couple minutes to allow ourselves to drop deeper into our somatic experience in the moment. So please remove any distractions from your space, anything that might be habitual ways in which you multitask, and give yourself the gift of bringing your full attention to yourself in this moment and to this call. Whatever it is that allows you to arrive more fully at home in yourself in this moment, connecting in with your physical body, feeling yourself in the chair, on the floor, wherever it is you might be in this moment, feeling the quality of your breath, the beat of your heart, the sensations that are ever present all throughout our physical body. And allowing your awareness to expand to include the emotional terrain that you're in right now, and how and where that may be intersecting with your body, and what's flowing through your thought space. Allowing yourself to witness the mental territory in your experience right now. And again, where that might be intersecting with the emotions and with your body. And seeing in this moment if you're able to drop deeper in, to connect in with that aspect of yourself that is part of, that is connected with, that is sourced by all of life. That deeper essence of who you truly are. So, as we begin to discuss this topic tonight, just want to mention that this really is the heart of it all for me. It weaves together what I've been learning myself for the last 14 years in a very conscious way as I've been navigating my own healing journey that led me to become a doctor, to then start my own business and be supporting clients in coming more alive and to find the capacity to thrive and connect in with their vitality in a way in which their life energy is expressing itself as fully as it's able to. And as I'm supporting clients in that way, I'm continuing to be on that learning path myself. And there's this direct translation with everything that I'm opening up to and awakening to in my own healing journey that gets translated right to those I work with and gets translated right into the teachings that I offer. And so this class tonight is very much born from personal experience. And what I found in that journey is that what actually brings us into true health, and you'll hear more about what that means to me, is not what health has been modeled for us, what we've been told, or what the culture around us supports. And even those of us who are operating in our lives at this point in a less mainstream way, post-conventional perspectives, who are consciously exploring ourselves, our life, emotionally, spiritually, becoming more authentic with how we're showing up. Most of us who have entered into or entering into that terrain as a reality that we're moving through life through still are relating with health in quite a conventional way, even if we sort of think, you know, that we're doing so holistically or that we are sort of integrating some of these other perspectives. In my experience, and this is something I've had to confront in myself as well, and it comes up all the time as little reminders and witnessing of myself, is that there's like this autopoiesis. There's this way in which kind of the conventional way of relating with health and medicine is so strong that we can be looking through that lens, operating from that paradigm, and not even really recognize it for ourselves. And so tonight in the class, you know, this is just an introductory class. I'm not going to be talking for all that long. It's my hope to kind of help you to get a bit of a taste of what I'm speaking to here, because it really is something that we have to come into a felt experience of. Our rational mind might sort of glimpse it, but until we have a lived experience of what I'm pointing at here, it may be something that we never actually come to embody and know in our life. And as you can tell from what I'm doing with Vital Medicine and the topic of this class, is this is my passion, is to really help us all to awaken to a whole other way of holding ourselves in our health journey, which ultimately is a way of holding ourselves in our entire life journey. So I'm going to take you on a journey tonight. I'm going to kind of describe a couple different territories of health and then let you know some of my perspectives of how it is that we might actually move from one of those territories to the other, with the first territory being kind of more of the conventional current day medical paradigm or health paradigm, and the second one being what I've just been pointing at or alluding to a bit in the description of what's possible. So it's going to be sort of a description of the two territories and then a sense of what it takes to move from one to the other. And so let's start with territory one, and I want to just give a little caveat as I start into this that I am very aware and conscious of the nuance here, of the complexity of what I'm speaking to, that this isn't a black and white thing, one or the other. There are a lot of gifts and amazing advances that we've made in science and technology that really serve us as a human family. And I'm going to be emphasizing some of the aspects of it that I sense aren't serving us so well as a way to really sort of paint the contrast. So please know I'm doing that purposely, and I am and do hold the complexity of it. But my experience in teaching, it can help to sort of paint the contrast a bit more extremely to really awaken and allow for an opening to happen into that new territory that I'll be touching into. So again, like with any paradigm that we're embedded in, with any cultural reality, we are looking through lenses that we don't even realize we're looking through. And so as I go through this exercise with you of painting these pictures of the different territories, I'd like you just to tune in as honest a way as you can with yourself around what's triggered in you. You know, what does health even mean to you? What does going to a doctor bring up? How are you relating with the medical system? What resonates, what doesn't with what I'll be saying? And to use this as an opportunity to really take responsibility to look with clear eyes at your current realities and look at clear eyes with what you're yearning for and to see how what I'm speak to may open up something new in yourself. And again, if you have something to write with nearby, you can just kind of jot down when you have those ahas or witnessing of yourself in those ways. So territory one, sort of our current day medical paradigm, health paradigm, painted in a bit more of an extreme way, but it might not be all that extreme. It feels honest to me, but also that it's taking a particular slant. So let's see. You know, I would say most of us these days feel confused about what's true and what's not when it comes to being healthy. You know, we're bombarded with a different theory all the time, and we ride the waves of all of it. You know, it's like one week the paleo diet's the thing to do. The next week it's the zone diet, or we all need to be vegan, or the best thing to do is aerobic exercise, or the best thing to do is strength training, or vitamin D is the supplement that absolutely everyone needs to take, or everyone needs to be mindful of their cholesterol. You know, I'm just naming some of the biggies out there, but there's a myriad of these, and we're being bounced around all the time and encouraged to keep, in a sense, updating our long lists of what we need to do to be healthy, what things we need to take, what gym programs we need to go to, what food we need to eat, and it changes all the time. And it's not changing from a difference in our own discernment, typically, but it's changing by the next scientific study that comes, the next fad, the next promotion from the supplement company or the pharmaceutical company. And the tricky thing here is that the studies conflict one another. You know, it's like one year we feel like we've come to like the new universal health solution, and then the next year it's debunked. Or even sometimes it's all happening at the same time. And so, as you know, in the sense consumers of health, we get spun around, and it's this big advertising marketing campaign in a way that it can feel manipulative, it can feel confusing, we don't know who to trust. And, you know, that can happen when we go to see the doctor, too. You know, a lot of times with sort of more the conventional medical paradigm, it's like we have a health challenge and we go to see a specialist, and each one looks at their own compartment of expertise, and they advise you on that, and they do the best they can to advise you on that, and they might give you a treatment or a prescription, and you go for it because, you know, you want relief from those symptoms. And then a little bit down the road, it's like you get some other symptoms and you go to the next specialist for that. And maybe those next wave of symptoms might actually be due to what happened with the first specialist, but you're now at a new specialist, so they're looking at it through their lens. And they tell you what to do, and you do that, and then you're off to the next one, and so on. And that's just kind of a bit of the plague that we're in right now in our medical system. We get spun around, and we get more confused, and you know, we're in the midst of health crises and we're facing a lot of pain and discomfort, and things seem to be spinning out of control in our body, and we're looking for help. And it often just leads to more and more of a sense of disempowerment. And so basically, you know, we become disempowered from actually being our own experts. And we can often get into a tunnel vision, focusing on the symptoms that are grabbing our attention the most and only taking the causation of those symptoms at the surface levels. You know, this is just a very basic example. There could be a lot of them. But, you know, we have a bacterial, we have a bacterial infection and we take an antibiotic for it. We feel better and that's it. Our inquiry about our health stops. You know, there's no sort of digging deeper into, well, how might we have come to have contracted that bacterial infection in the first place? What else is going on in our life that may have sort of reduced our vitality and capacity, you know, in our immune system and our ability to perhaps have more balance? And again, there's a lot of nuance and complexity to this example, but that's just one little trigger to sort of just see what might percolate from there. And also kind of what this whole dynamic leads to is that we end up with a whole long list of shoulds, whether we're conscious of them or not. Some people are totally conscious of them. They can check off all these things that they're supposed to do to be healthy. Other people might only be sort of subconsciously aware of them and are in more of a pattern of avoidance or self-sabotage. And so it's kind of like either way, whether we're rallying and we're feeling good about ourselves because we're doing all the things on our list that we're supposed to be doing to be healthy, or we feel this nagging in ourselves because we know that we're avoiding some things that are on that list that we ought to be doing, or we're doing the complete opposite, either way, regardless of how we're relating with this long list of shoulds to be healthy, we are oriented towards ourselves with tension, with an element of conflict, with an element of needing to manage ourselves, to fix ourselves. And this is kind of what's presented to us as what it takes to be healthy. You know, it's like you do all the right things and you're healthy. And yet the orientation in which we can relate with ourselves, I would say, can sometimes be the unhealthiest thing there is. So I'm just, again, this is an opinion, this is just an orientation, but just to name that dynamic that I can imagine all of us in some way can touch into having a sense of, if I only blank, then I'd be healthy. Something like that. Or I need to keep up doing blank in order to be healthy. And so then what happens with this? You know, we're in sort of this conflict. Either we're pumping ourselves up and feeling good about a relationship with health, or we're feeling really bad about it. We feel disempowered in our relationships with health practitioners, you know, often. Like, there's a hierarchy because there's so many things we don't know and that we're confused about, so we go to them for their expertise. We put our trust in science and negate our own inner knowing or experience, even as the science that we're putting our trust in is changing all the time and telling us new things that are true. And we look for the quick fix, you know. We look to get out of this discomfort, to get away from the pain, or to have to face our own mortality and what's arising in that. And so, yeah, so basically what this brings is an orientation towards ourselves of self-judgment, often of shame. And again, you know, I'm raising this and I'm painting this picture in a pretty black and white way, and it isn't that way. But to see what might feel familiar to you. I know for myself, as I said all of that, I mean, all of what I said is coming from my own lived experience. So this is all very familiar to me. And while I've been moving out of this in pretty profound ways in recent years through my own healing journey and what I've been learning in the process, this all still feels familiar to me. You know, I encounter these aspects of myself and this patterning all the time, even as kind of the central way in which I'm moving through life is really different now, which I'm going to touch into very shortly here. So I'd encourage you all just to kind of pause and check in with yourselves now to feel what's arising, what may have gotten stirred up or triggered in those descriptions. Feeling if there's any reactions, if you disagreed with things I said, everything's fine. Just to be honest with yourself around what's arising. And again, just to name, this is a black and white picture. Our modern-day healthcare system has amazing, amazing gifts that it brings us. This is just more of the shadowy side that I feel is really vital for us all to be looking at in ourselves and as a society. All right. So maybe you want to shake a little bit, shift your position and how you're sitting so that you're ready to open into this new terrain. This description of what might be possible that you may have already experienced a bit, or that might be new territory entirely. And again, to see what's elicited for you, what comes up as I name this description. And the pathway to get from the one territory to the other is going to have a lot more to flesh out. But this is a start to get a taste of what this new territory of health may offer. So this is what I've come to see in my own journey of integration and the different aspects of myself with my health journey, is that I've come to see that our entire life journey, everything we are living and experiencing, is an expression of our health. Our entire consciousness is our health. And health emerges along with our emergence in life. There's nothing static about it. It's not something that we achieve and we can check it off our list. We are constantly changing and evolving, and health is constantly changing and evolving right along with us. It's our creative expression. It's life shining through each of us uniquely. It's about coming alive. It's about being the truest expression of ourselves. This isn't about being holistic in the way that I see holistic medicine or holistic health being referred to or worked with. This is about moving through life connected with our very essence and having that ripple out to every aspect of our being, of who we are, of recognizing that this is our health journey. Our orientation to health is not subject to the shifting tides of scientific opinions because it's evolving along with us. It's connected and rooted in the center of our life journey. And with that, we feel ease. We feel alignment. We feel aliveness at a deep, deep level. And that's regardless of what diagnoses we may be navigating. It's stepping out of the paradigms that keep us in conflict with ourselves, struggling to be healthy. We feel like we know ourselves intimately, knowing what truly nourishes us physically, emotionally, spiritually. We feel confident in knowing how to adjust the course, how to make different choices, how to shift the state of our experience when what we're doing does not move us towards vitality, towards a fuller life expression. And we feel at home in ourselves. Again, at a deep, deep level, we feel at home in ourselves, confident, self-aware, intimate with what nourishes us, and empowered to take charge of our own life journey, our own health journey. And all this is held in greeting ourselves with gentleness, with nurturing, with love, as a parent to a child. We treat ourselves that way. We trust our own inner wisdom. We get honest with the competing commitments that we have, with what may be getting in the way of continuing to drop deeper into this kind of relationship with ourselves. And we know when and how to ask for help. We feel empowered to be our own experts and to take charge to seek out the support we need when we need it, with discernment, where we can filter from our own inner awareness and experience, learning from the perspectives of others, opening to those because we all need each other, and yet staying in that place of empowerment with ourselves, taking charge of our own life. So ultimately, we are servants of our own life energy. So again, I'd like you to just drop in and see how it feels to imagine yourself in a relationship with health like that. To open to that possibility and to see what's evoked, what you might be feeling in your body right now after hearing that, what it touches into you, what it triggers in you, what awakens in you. And anything is welcome, whatever might be arising as you sit with that. So now, what does it take? What does it really take to move from that first territory to the second territory I described? Really what I'm speaking to here, and you probably have a sense of this from how I described that second territory, is I'm speaking to a deep transformative journey. A journey that totally shifts who we are. It's like we get reprogrammed from the inside out. And we all may have had different experiences or worked with different models around transformative journeys. I've been trained as a vision quest guide and love using that as a model or, you know, there's the you process. There's so many different models that we can use to hold what a deep transformative journey actually involves. But just to name kind of the general journey territory, and then I'll talk specifically about this one. So generally, we can look at it as there being three phases. So in any transformative journey, there's the phase where we look with clear eyes, with discernment, with honesty about where we're at, really revealing the current terrain, our perspectives, our blocks, the lenses we're looking through, the emotional territory, the mental territory, the physical territory, all of it, like just revealing it, kind of laying it out on the table so that we can start to become more conscious of what we've been unconscious of. We can start to reveal what's there with more clarity. And in that process, as we do that, the later stage of this first stage is the stepping away of going through that process of seeing with clear eyes where we're at now with the intention that we're consciously letting it go, that we're consciously letting that part of us die, letting ourselves let go of the old paradigm and move with an openness to what may come, to what we may be moving into with that sense of sort of releasing the old baggage with having seen how we've been holding ourselves, of what health has meant to us, of the ways in which that we may have outgrown or moved beyond that, and consciously choosing to walk through the door and leave that behind so that we can come into a full experience of the new territory. So the second phase is that. It's really opening at a deep, deep level into that new terrain, and that new terrain emerges. It's not like we step through a door and all of a sudden it's all mapped out for us. It emerges along with us, and how we show up in it allows for that. It's kind of like that space, you know, of dreaming our dream, dreaming our life into being. And so with that new territory, we begin to get a taste of it, experience it, open to it. And then the third phase is the integration, where we recognize that we don't just have sort of a quick peek and all of a sudden that becomes our new day-to-day reality, but there's actually an incorporation and integration where we meld this space of who we've been and how we've been with this territory we're moving into, and we find a grounded way to bring that reality more present into our lives. So with this, to get more specific around what I see this transformative journey looking like in the work that I do and in the journey that I've taken, is what I've brought into 12 guiding principles, and some of you on the call may have gotten a bit of a taste of this or a larger taste in some of the other programs I've offered. And given the timing of tonight's call, I'm just going to briefly outline it just to give you a taste of it. And if you're intrigued to learn more, we can find some other ways of working together. But just to give you a little taste of what I'm speaking to in terms of the journey moving from that first territory, that current paradigm of health, into a new one that has all those characteristics I was talking about. So the first guiding principle in this is actually kind of what I was just speaking to in the journey, the transformative journey. And the first one is actually recognizing the missing piece, that what's been keeping us from actually creating and sustaining the changes that we're seeking around our health is that we actually are operating within a paradigm that isn't really allowing us to. And so it's actually choosing and witnessing and recognizing that a paradigm shift is needed. So recognizing that health has been separated out from our conscious journey and that we really are committed to integrating that into our overall growth and into our overall transformation, our evolution in life. And so that when we actually step out of that paradigm that's kind of keeping us in that aspect of who we are boxed up, we free up the opportunity to enter into that larger terrain. So it's healing the disconnect, really living from the place of honoring all of who we are. And the second guiding principle is intimately connected with that, and this one I call waking up. So basically what I'm pointing at here is that space of, if you can imagine in this moment, that your consciousness is arriving home in this body, this particular body that you are, for the first time. And if you can imagine that amazement, that curiosity of what it is to have consciousness be embodied. So from that space, like tuning into feeling the beat of your heart, feeling that subtle vibration of life pulsing through you, of this breath that's breathing you all the time, of what it feels to have this solidity, this physicality as the expression of your consciousness. So what I'm pointing at here is actually waking up to the preciousness of our life, waking up to the miracle and gift of what it is to have consciousness in this body, to be embodied, to be this unique consciousness, and to have how we're relating with all aspects of who we are be coming from that place, from living from the miracle. And the third guiding principle is intimately connected with that, and I call it growing up because it's actually recognizing from that place of living from the miracle, from living from that awake relationship of having consciousness be embodied in this unique self that you are, recognizing from that place that you are the only one, you are the only one responsible for this particular body and being. To really drop into that reality and knowing you are the only one responsible for this particular body and being. And that takes really confronting our own mortality, really confronting the fragility of what it is to be alive, recognizing the gift that's there so that the gift and the responsibility go hand in hand. Can we face our own mortality so that we can truly embrace our lives and really live our potentials? And so when we recognize that we're the only one responsible for this particular body and being, it gives us the opportunity to live from that miracle from a place of being a steward of ourselves, seeing ourselves, as I said before, as a servant to our life energy, because no one else is here to do that but you. So in a way, you could see it as the central responsibility, the central role you have in life is actually to care for this body and being, to care for it so that your unique life expression gets to blossom and bloom and shine out in the world as fully as possible. And so the fourth guiding principle, healing our shadows, is actually what it takes to live what I've just been pointing at. So it's one thing to wake up and sort of recognize the responsibility. It's another thing to actually do it day to day. And unconscious parts of ourselves are operating all the time that are feeding our avoidance, feeding our self-sabotage, creating competing commitments that we're not conscious of. So we need to actually look at what we don't want to face. We need to look at what we've disowned. We need to embrace our shame. We need to come into an orientation of humility and vulnerability around all the different aspects of ourselves that we may not have wanted to recognize, take in, and see as part of who we are. Because it's the things that we have the hardest time having discipline around, the things that actually we know make us feel good at a deep, deep level, that really feed and nourish our vitality, but those are things that we actually are not able to integrate into our life, there's got to be some element of shadow there. And so just to be honest with ourselves and recognize that and have the curiosity to explore that. There's a lot more I can speak to on that one, but I'm going to move on to the fifth one, which is wholeness. So wholeness is that space where I made the distinction earlier around we might think of ourselves as having a holistic orientation, you know, holistic practitioners, holistic health, holistic medicine. And we may say, you know, that we're working on our mind, body, emotion, spirit, soul. And yet, in my experience, kind of the orientation towards that in and of itself can create separation where there's not separation. So how can we actually drop deeper into that place where health is actually all of who we are? Every aspect of ourself is intertwined within ourselves, with each other, with the planet, with all of life. And really kind of getting that in a way in which we're not partitioning ourselves. And even if we go and we work with people who are specialists, who help us with one aspect, it's our responsibility, it's our capacity to hold that as one piece of our whole and to recognize the intersections that are happening all the time. Nothing is separate from anything else in ourselves. And again, there's a whole lot more I could say about that, but that gives a little taste. So number six, self-intimacy and honoring our uniqueness. So this is that space, one, of recognizing that each of us is unique, that there's no comparisons, really. Like, we're not cookie cutters of each other. There's no right and wrong when it comes to health. And so actually, if we take it on ourselves to become as intimate with ourselves as we can, to understand for this particular body and being what nourishes us, what makes us come alive, what feeds us on all levels, we're the only ones who can heed and sense that feedback. No one else can. We can go to as many experts as we want, but no one else can tell us what we're experiencing at that level of feedback. So if we take it on ourselves to become as intimate with ourselves as we can and to learn from others, to see how the reflections and perspectives from others and the science and all that can help to inform us, but recognizing our uniqueness and honoring that in our journey with health. And that links right into the next one. So seven, being masters of ourself or self-regulation, which is basically the space of learning the skills to self-regulate, learning from that place of intimacy, how we can realign ourselves, how we can develop the capacity to shift our state of being in any moment, physically, emotionally, mentally, and learning the intersections of that through things like biofeedback or somatic therapies or coming into greater self-knowing and honesty about what truly nourishes us beyond the orientation of rules and shoulds, and to feel empowered to shift that, to shift our state of being because we've taken the time to learn the skills and capacities to self-regulate. So eight is an orientation of experiment and curiosity. And this just ties into everything. This is the orientation of openness, of really allowing for that emergence, that evolution in ourselves. It takes us out of the place of shoulds and actually allows us to experiment with creating change in a light way, in a curious way, in a playful way, so that we're actually learning to honor and come to know how our life energy responds to the choices that we're making. So it allows us to change. You know, for a given time, one thing might work perfectly for us. We might thrive on it, and then something changes in our life. And that no longer works, so we get to be curious and explore and see what happens then. That keeps us in our evolution in a conscious way. So number nine is it feels good. And I'm not meaning feels good on a superficial level. This is feels good at a deep level where we've taken the time to have discipline and explore what actually is helping us to thrive more, what's bringing us more fully at home in ourselves. What makes us come alive, feel more vital, and like we're here living the life that we're here to be living. And so the feels good is that when we discover those things and we're awake to that, we naturally want to do more of that. Why wouldn't we? Because it feels like we're so alive and present and engaged and doing what we're supposed to be doing, expressing what we're supposed to be expressing. We're being truly who we're here to be. And that alignment feels better than anything else in life. That's from my experience. We get the buy-in on all levels because it's not coming from a should. It's not coming from a list of what we need to be doing to be healthy. It's coming from the deepest level of self-experience and knowledge and feedback. 10 is discipline. I just alluded to that. So discipline, there's this time where we need, in order to create change, we need to have feedback that is ultimately self-supporting. And when we initially start to create change, we might not have that feedback. So having a time of some structure, of support, of ways to bring our intentions into being so that we can do those experiments and have enough time to see if we're getting that feels good feedback for ourselves. And again, you know, discipline isn't about creating shoulds. It's about creating structure from a place of taking responsibility, of growing up and waking up so that we are moving ourselves towards what we know is possible and creating the support structures that we need to make that happen. And along those lines, number 11 is we are not alone. And this is something that took me a long time to learn myself, and now it just feels amazing to have the support structures in place that I do with other people. And some of them are health professionals that I pay, and some are friends, and some are communities that I'm a part of. But to actually know for ourselves what it is to ask for help and to have the humility and the courage and the vulnerability to know when we need the perspectives, the reflections, the structures, the programs that will help us to move out of the ruts that we're in, to move into the freedom of our life energy expression that we know is possible, but we just can't get there alone. And I would say none of us can get there alone, no matter how disciplined we are. What I'm speaking to really takes the reflection and learning and growth that happens through being in direct relationship with someone else or with others in community. And the last one is love. So this, for me, is a foundation to everything I've been speaking to this whole evening. Ultimately, all of this is about love, that we actually come into a relationship with ourselves, that every action we take around supporting our health, around supporting our life, is an act of love. It's the essence of who we are, what we're here to be, to do. And it creates the foundation of everything that we live and breathe and do in our lives. And this is, you know, again, this orientation of tending to ourselves as we would tend to our own child who's learning, with wonder, with awe, with blessing, with that level of opening and of being a servant in love to the life that we're here to steward and allow into its greatest flourishing and expression. And this is health. This is that new territory that I've been alluding to. And I hope that with this quick overview, you've gotten a taste tonight of what's possible. And again, you know, as I alluded to in number 11, this isn't for any of us to do on our own. There's aspects of it that are our own path. We all are ultimately responsible, but we also need each other. And so I encourage you all to find the supports that you need to begin to come into this relationship with yourself, either newly or more fully, wherever you're at in that journey for yourself. And to say, you know, that I'm here as a support in whatever way that feels right to you. And it's my intention with Vital Medicine to offer a lot of different ways for people to engage, from home study courses, which I'm in the process of creating more of, to, you know, these live calls, to longer term programs, to community programs, to one-on-one work, to wilderness programs. There's a whole range of different ways to engage. And, you know, for those of you who are on the call tonight, I just want to extend, I think some of you are on my email list, but not all of you. And I sent out an email to the list last week offering a special offer, which actually was 30% off all of my one-on-one mentoring work for people who start up working with me. Well, I said to the end of May, but I'll extend it a few more days for any of you who feel drawn and curious to find out more about what that offer may mean for you, if it may be time for you to take that next step. I just wanted to offer another level of encouragement and a possibility for you to make that happen for yourself. So just email me at deb@vitalmedicine.com if you're curious to learn more about what I mean by the special offer. And I'd say that wraps up my teaching for tonight. So I'm going to now open it up for live question and answer, and anything is fair game. So anything that you have a comment about, you know, if you just want to share something that was brought up for you or a particular question directly related to the class tonight, or something that feels like it's a bit off topic and more peripherally related, anything's fair game. This is the time where I'm making myself available to you. So with that, since there are several of you online, just to keep the noise down, I'm just going to have you, if you have something to say, you just press *6 and it should unmute you and allow you to speak so that we don't have too many lines open at the same time. So anyone is welcome now. All right, I think someone just unmuted. Someone there?
Yeah. Hello, Deb. This is David.
Hi, David.
I'm curious if you might have a suggestion for a specific strategy or technique to start this path.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so it depends. So it depends on what you're ready for. That's, you know, when I was speaking to sort of the different ways I offer things through Vital Medicine, it's like all of those are a different way to start the path from sort of the support network that I offer. But it's different for everyone. So there's this call tonight, which simply working with and digesting and listening to this call again and seeing what awakens in you, you know, that's a start to the path of exploring it on your own. You know, and so I guess I want to throw back the question to you a bit just to see if there's something more personal for you, because I could speak to it. You know, there's a myriad of different ways you can step into this depending on where you're at and what you're leaning into now. Is there something more specific, or you want to share a little bit more about maybe where you're at or someone else you're thinking about is at? That could elucidate the question a little more.
Well, I guess I was thinking along the lines of, you know, like a meditation practice or a way to incorporate these principles, you know, more consciously into one's life. The other part might be, in the very beginning, you're talking about territory one and making this kind of transition between the territories, and it seems difficult to just kind of change paradigms.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, currently I'm involved in kind of doing a lot of research on some different issues, some of which you mentioned, you know, like the paleo diet and how to deal with cholesterol and some of these topics from a, you know, from a more scientific aspect of, you know, what's the latest thinking out there, and trying to inform myself,
mm-hmm.
trying
yeah.
to respond appropriately. And so, you know, how would I maybe approach that topic differently?
Yeah, so this is where, you know, and I gave the caveat before, there's a lot of complexity here. So I fully welcome and encourage us all to kind of take in the whole terrain of what's out there as far as resources, and to learn from where science is going and what it's telling us, and to filter it through our own experience, and to filter it through knowing that, you know, kind of holding it lightly too, that there might be something new coming along that's going to shift the perspectives, but we can only operate from what we know at any given time. So Yeah, so there's the element, you know, from what you were just speaking to, there's the element, maybe a first step in where you're at may be the element of experiment. So perhaps trying some different diets, but doing so from a way where you may, you know, keep a diet journal and just actually experience the different things that you're noticing that are happening for you physically, mentally, emotionally, energy-wise, you know, how are you showing up in your life as you're on this diet, you know, or you embrace some meditation practice and maybe explore bringing more intention to what it is to arrive, you know, more fully at home in yourself in a way where the intention in the meditation is actually to evoke that sense of connection with what I was pointing at earlier, you know, of connection with this consciousness that you are in this body. So it's not about just, you know, having a meditation practice related with your thoughts or having a meditation practice related with the sensations, but actually seeing if you can hold more of the miracle of who you are in all these different aspects as you're meditating. And, you know, so those are some, like, just, like, initial steps you can do on your own. And I guess, you know, what feels like a more honest answer from where I'm sitting as I heard your question, I think, you know, this just touches into sort of, I guess, you know, just to be totally transparent, I mean, this touches into sort of where I'm at my edge of, like, how much do I sort of promote or bring in what I'm doing as I'm in these calls? Because, I mean, really, the honest answer for me is that it's been a long, challenging journey for myself to come into the perspectives that I have. And I've come into some of them through trial and error of working with different practitioners or trying different things myself and having sort of that sense of what worked and what didn't work. And then there's kind of this deeper sort of awakening journey that my health journey has been for me that has brought me into a capacity on my own and with the support structures that I mentioned to be living this, you know, in a really real way day to day. And so my passion and my work is bringing this to others. So, you know, the way I work with people is about exactly what I was talking about tonight. It's supporting them in that transformative journey step by step. And each person's at a different stage of that. Each person has different challenges and areas of focus that we interweave. And yet it's a very personalized journey, but I also, because I have journeyed it in my own way, I'm able to kind of hold the structure and support that allows people to begin to live this in an embodied way. And the reason that my one-on-one work is geared towards a longer-term commitment is that what I've found is that it really does take, you know, the integration and incorporation process does take time. And some of us are incredibly self-disciplined and only need, you know, the little bit of sort of the nudge in the direction, and boom, we're off on our own. We got a little taste of the territory, and we just, like, enter into it on our own. I'd say there are very few people who are able to sustain that. More common is the place of actually needing a support structure so that we taste it and then we, you know, go back to our lives and we experiment, and then we need a little renewal and reminder and reflection and a holding more towards that razor edge of what's possible. And then we go back and we experiment, and then we come back and we have that holding. So that's what I do, you know, that's what I do in my work, whether it's in a community-oriented program or in my one-on-one work. Obviously, the one-on-one work allows for a much more unique, individualized attention to the ways in which we get tripped up or the ways in which, you know, we might flourish and all of that. So, yeah, I don't know if that's specific enough for your question, but that's kind of what feels true to me in this moment as an answer.
Yes, thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. All right, so I'm going to mute Dave again, or David again. Anyone else have any questions or comments that you want to share? Just press *6 if you do.
going off and on and off and on, trying different phones. I just wanted to thank you because what you offer and what you actually give freely from your heart and your knowledge is just such a great gift for all of humanity. And, you know, I've just completed a couple of your courses, and even though I wasn't on the calls, I listened to every one of them, and I did all the processing, and it really brought up so much for me. Mm-hmm. And now I really appreciate what you're giving us here. I see where I'm really, really stuck. And that, you know, what I really need to work on. And that's such a huge, important part of it, because it's the first thing to shift from the paradigm.
Mm.
So I will probably need some more guidance on this along the way.
Mm. Thank you so much, Kathleen, for those comments. I really took them in, and and I appreciate just where you're coming from, and having, you know, tasted some of my different teachings, and to just name, you named it so vulnerably just now. It's just like, and that's the place of, like, to actually fully come into the recognition of where we are currently, you know, and to be honest with ourselves around how it feels, and to do so in a way where it's not about creating more shame or guilt or self-judgment, but from a way that actually feels empowering, because we're seeing it all with clear eyes from a place where we're choosing consciously to begin to create a shift. And the shifts don't happen overnight. It's a life journey. And so every little opening we may have, even if it's, you know, just sort of a recognition of what's possible, even if we haven't tasted it experientially yet, I mean, all of that is so huge. And I love just, you know, just, this is, this is that place where, you know, the last guiding principle I mentioned is love, is that's the foundation of it all, is can we hold ourselves with that orientation of love, no matter where we're at in the journey, so that the entire process, the entire opening, you know, those of us who have experienced a lot of pain and suffering and difficulty around, you know, what's conventionally known as health, you know, it's like trusting in what that's been bringing to us and where it's taking us, and that holding ourselves with the compassion and self-care and love that we are moving ourselves towards greater wholeness. We are moving ourselves in the way in which this life is wishing to transform and grow and evolve. And sometimes that happens even with, you know, the disease processes or the diagnoses that we have still being there on one level, but we're able to begin to slowly find a new orientation and way of holding ourselves. And that's very much been my own journey, you know, navigating chronic fatigue and digestive issues and thyroid. I mean, I've had a whole host of different diagnoses along the way and in the last 14 years. And I don't even know. I actually want to go get some follow-up blood tests soon just to see what those are telling me. But part of my journey has been, well, as I've been coming into feeling more alive and thriving and aligned and vital in my life, those diagnoses, some of those have been coming along right along with me. And the lab tests, some of them have been saying the same thing right along with me. And people who know me and experience me day to day would probably be shocked to know that, because
right.
How I'm actually showing up and feeling myself and moving through life is so very different than I was. And so that's part of the journey that I help to support people on is coming to find that in themselves. And it's a really big shift, and it's You know, and this is why I use the awakening language a lot in how I teach and approach health, is because it really is. Like, it's a process of waking up to ourselves in a way that includes our health, includes our body, includes how we fundamentally are caring for ourselves moment to moment, day to day. And in my experience in sort of being on a spiritual journey and kind of dabbling and exploring different teachers and traditions, is this element, for the most part, is really separated out in the spiritual journey. This element of actually coming into a fundamental, deep relationship with caring for ourselves from that place of the miracle, and having that be interwoven to the very essence of how we're moving through life. And so it is. I mean, it is my greatest passion to bring this out in the world, and it is something that I'm constantly waking back up to and reminding of myself of every day, you know, or not every day sometimes. Like, it's just, it's again, nothing static, but it feels foundational to what's possible for us all as we move through life. And the translation of that is when we wake up in those ways to ourselves, it translates to how we show up in all of our relationships, to how we show up in our societies, how we show up in relationship with the earth, with all of life. It's like when that becomes more awake in ourselves, we naturally serve and show up and offer ourselves in ways that are natural for us, and that can look any way. But that was a very long answer to your comment. Great.
So it's not like it's the paradigm that is it's step by step by step. It can go back and forth, and kind of like the energy in the body goes up and down. And
yeah.
Okay.
That's been a significant learning for me, is actually relaxing into, you know, what I really see as a natural cycle of opening and contraction, opening and contraction. And what I've seen in my own journey, and that I've seen also in those that I support in my work, is that with practice and with support, that the contractions, the sense of being, like, there's nothing stuck in the cycle of open and contraction, but what shifts is that place of actually getting stuck in the contraction, if that makes sense.
Right.
So actually, our vitality, our life energy, really nourishing that is encouraging us to be in greater fluidity and flow, so that we get stuck less. We're in movement more, so that, you know, we may cycle up and down and all around, mm-hmm. but there's not that sense of that disempowered, stuck place in which,
right?
Yeah, in which we can't get ourselves out of. We might feel that from time to time, and I feel that from time to time, but it's like, because I've had the experiences over and over, sort of greasing the wheels and moving myself out of the ruts, you know, it's like those pathways happen way more easily. So it's like I don't buy into the same kind of self-talk that I used to.
Yeah,
that makes sense.
Great advice. Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome, Kathleen. Thanks for showing up tonight. All right, I'm going to mute you and just see. I know we're a little bit over time, but since you're all still on the call, I'm happy to stay if anyone else has a question or comment to share. So *6 if you feel called. I'll just wait another little bit here to see if anyone else has anything. Okay, well, it's not looking like there's any more questions or comments. So what I'll say is that as all of this percolates within you, which I loaded you up with a whole lot in an hour. I just got excited and wanted to sort of cover the whole territory with you. So as this percolates and integrates and triggers and opens and whatever happens to you as you sit with all of this from tonight, Please know that I'm here. Like, if you even just want to send me an email and ask a question or lean in for some support, just know I'm here on that level. And then also just keep in mind, I'll just say, like, if you contact me before the end of the month with interest in working with me one-on-one, I'll share that special offer that I mentioned to you. So I'm extending that to you all who have been on the call tonight. And I think that's it for me. And I just want to thank you all for showing up, and thank you for those of you who shared and brought out some of your own story and learning and elicited what you did in me in this Q&A time. I always love the question-answer time very much. Just thank you for what you've elicited in me and for being present with yourselves in opening to these kinds of questions and inquiries that I've brought forward tonight with you. And I wish you all a lovely evening and lean in for support whenever you need. Thanks, you all. Bye.